91X News.
It's 7 degrees with light showers. I'm Megan Matice with 91X News. Local grannies gathered today in Belleville for the greater good. Keenan Weaver was there.
A rallying cry from raging grannies echoed through Westwick's park today to raise awareness about federal legislation holding up vital drugs to places like Africa. Members of the local Grandmothers Advocacy Network hosted a rally to get the public involved. It is a cause that local singer and songwriter Jeanette Arsenal jumped at the opportunity to help with.
We shouldn't even be talking about this issue. It should be just a no-brainer. So it kind of boggles my mind why we're even having to fight for it.
Bill C-398 would help send medication to African communities affected by AIDS and other diseases at no cost to Canadians. The bill is on the verge of a second reading, and Arsenal thinks Gran is doing well to help the cause.
I truly believe that there are a lot of good causes, a lot of good people working for a lot of good causes, but there are so many that sometimes it just gets lost in the cracks. So we don't want this bill, 398, to fall between the cracks.
The women want to focus the aid to grandmothers who take in sick orphans in Africa and pregnant women to stop the transfer of HIV. The event started off with the rumbling of tribal drums, dancing, and high spirits to celebrate the gathering. Keenan Weaver, QNET News, Belleville.
A single vehicle accident on Flinton Road has claimed the life of a 16-year-old. Cody Wood was a passenger in the vehicle that struck a cement bridge, then landed in the Scutamata River just north of Ellesmere Road. The 22-year-old driver and another teenager passenger were transported to Belleville General Hospital with minor injuries. Flinton Road reopened last night at 9 p.m., but the investigation continues. A Toronto inquest into the death of a disturbed 19-year-old woman 5 years ago in a Kitchener prison cell is set to resume on November 13th. Ashley Smith's haunting protests filled a coroner's courtroom yesterday as surveillance videos were screened showing her repeatedly tranquilized against her will. Another video shows Smith's transfer from a Saskatoon prison in April of 2007, during which she is duct-taped to a plane seat and threatened with having her face duct-taped. Despite deteriorating mental health, Smith spent the last year of her life in prolonged segregation, transferred 17 times among 9 institutions in 5 provinces. Lawyer Julian Falconer represents Smith's family and says it was a horrible experience for the mentally ill teen.
Imagine a healthy adult faced with the insanity that we see on those videos, much less a 19-year-old who's mentally ill. It is little wonder that Ashley Smith never got better in that system.
The coroner wants to look at events in prisons outside of Ontario while Correctional Service Canada is fighting to narrow the scope of the inquest. Hydro crews from Ontario are heading across the border to help restore power to the Boston area in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. Energy Minister Chris Bentley says 145 Hydro One workers have been dispatched at the request of the National Grid in Massachusetts. He says the situation in Ontario has improved enough that the utility can afford to lend a hand. Nearly all of the roughly 151,000 Ontario customers left in the dark by Sandy now have their power back, while close to 6 million people who are still without power in the U.S. Police have made many arrests against an alleged nationwide narcotics trafficking ring linked to organized crime that made an estimated $50 million in only 6 months. Police in Quebec say that they've arrested 103 people so far in different parts of the country, including 2 alleged ringleaders, one in BC tied to the Hells Angels, and one linked to Montreal's infamous West End gang. Warrants were issued for 128 people in total. The accused face a variety of charges, including drug trafficking, conspiracy, and gangsterism. Police have seized $255,000 in cash, as well as various quantities of cannabis, cocaine, and other drugs. They've also seized 13 vehicles and 5 homes worth about $1.5 million. Ontario Superior Court has ruled that a lawsuit in a fatal passenger train derailment can go ahead as a class action. The lawsuit against ViaRail and CN Rail seeks compensation for physical and emotional injury, property damage, and a loss of income for passengers. The train was traveling at more than 100 kilometers per hour when it derailed just east of Eldershot Station in Burlington, Ontario, killing three engineers and injuring 45 passengers. The speed limit while changing tracks at that particular switch is 24 kilometers per hour, and investigators have said speed caused the February 26th derailment. The court certified the lawsuit today as a class action, meaning it can proceed. Three people accepted an offer from VIA to settle for $3,000, so they will not be a part of the class action. The former president of Penn State University now stands accused in the Jerry Sandusky child molestation scandal. John Belmont has more.
Joe Paterno died without ever being charged, but Graham Spanier, the university president who was fired the same day as the Penn State football coach nearly a year ago, is now accused of perjury, endangering children, and other charges. Court records show new counts also have been filed against suspended athletic director Tim Curley and retired vice president Gary Schultz. All three have denied accusations that they concealed allegations against ex-assistant coach Jerry Sandusky to protect the school from bad publicity. I'm John Belmont.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is back on the attack, saying President Barack Obama doesn't get how business works. Sigar Magani has more.
Romney's hammering the president's idea of creating a secretary of business.
We don't need a secretary of business to understand business. We need a president who understands business, and I do.
Telling a crowd at a small business in Virginia that adding a new chair to the cabinet won't add millions of jobs on Main Street. The president floated the idea as a way of cutting bureaucracy by consolidating other agencies that deal with business and giving business owners a one-stop shop. The Obama campaign responded to the attack by saying Romney doesn't know what he's talking about. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A lot of men are walking around clean-shaven today to mark the start of Movember. During November each year, Movember is responsible for the sprouting of fresh mustaches on thousands of men's faces in Canada and around the world. With their mows, these men raise vital funds and awareness for men's health, specifically prostate cancer and male mental initiatives. That's 91X News to 408. Sports is next.
Hey, Steve, you want to get pizza? I've heard Brenda's Pizza Factory is real good.
Sweet, their student walk-in special is awesome. You get a large two-topping pizza for a great deal.
How much?
$9.99, dude.
Wow, just $9.99? Bonus! Let's go!
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with two locations to serve you. In Belleville, corner of Sydney and Bridge, call 968-3336. In Napanee, Center Street East, 354-3000.
Brenda's Pizza Factory, the best za in town.
This is 91X Sports. In junior hockey action tonight, the Whitby Fury visit Newmarket to take on the Hurricanes, and Stouffville is home to the Lindsay Muskies. Puck drop for both games is at 7:30. In CFL action, the Hamilton Ticats and Toronto Argonauts will face each other tonight for the fourth and final game of this regular season. The 8-9 Argos have already cemented second in the East Division with last weekend's win in Regina. Hamilton must beat Toronto and hope Calgary defeats Edmonton on Friday to clinch the third in the East Division. A loss to the Argos or an Edmonton win will eliminate the Ticats from the playoff contention. Matt Cassel will be back to play for the Kansas City Chiefs tonight when they visit the Chargers in San Diego in the NFL Thursday Nighter. Cassel is starting in place of Bradley Quinn, who suffered a concussion in a loss of Oakland last Sunday. Montreal baseball fans can put a name to their new team. The National Basketball League of Canada unveiled the Montreal Jazz as the newest franchise in the nine-team league. Argentina native Alejandro Hasbani was named head coach of the Jazz, who will play out of the center, Pierre Charbonneau. The team's first game is Saturday in St. John. The Vancouver Whitecaps will become the first Canadian team to compete in a Major League Soccer playoff game when they visit the Los Angeles Galaxy tonight. The Galaxy won the MLS title in 2011. The Whitecaps have yet to beat the Galaxy since entering MLS last year and have never scored a goal against David Beckham and his crew at the Home Depot Center. A Vancouver victory would be a major upset, says Whitecaps goalkeeper Brad Knighton.
Probably the shocker around the league, I think. Everyone's already written us off, so why not make everybody wrong, prove everybody wrong, and show some people that we deserve to be here.
There could be more bad news for Lance Armstrong. The IOC formally opened an investigation today that could result in Armstrong being stripped of his Olympic bronze medal. Cycling's governing body formally stripped Armstrong of his 7 Tour de France titles last week following a doping investigation. He could now lose the bronze medal he won at the 2000 Sydney Games. Inspiring or just inappropriate, reporter Aaron Cattersee says there is an anger over New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's decision to go ahead with Sunday's marathon, while there is still suffering in the wake of the week's massive storm.
There's a real anger here about the staging of the New York City marathon this weekend. The mayor has said the race will go on, but people here are wondering, how can you talk about the marathon when we don't have enough food or water to last us much longer? People here are angry, and they are wondering when more help will arrive.
That's what's going on in sports. Taking a look at the weather, a few showers ending this afternoon, but remaining cloudy. Temperature ranging near plus 5. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. The low will be plus 3. Tomorrow, cloudy with 40% chance of showers. A high of plus 5. Saturday, cloudy with 30% chance of showers. A low of plus 2. A high of 6. It's 7 degrees and cloudy. I'm Megan Matice with your 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM.